Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
A lot of talk, a lot of articles written in recent days and weeks about Molly Russell. You'd have heard her story. She was a little schoolgirl in Britain. She died in November of 2017. Her inquest concluded that she died from the negative effects of online content. Effectively, Molly Russell was cyberbullied to death. That would seem to be the summing up of it. In the conclusion at North London Coroner's Court, the coroner said she was at a transition period in her young life which made certain elements of communication difficult. She was exposed to material that may have influenced her in a negative way, and in addition, what had started as depression became a more serious and disruptive illness. As we said, the poor child was literally cyber-bullied to death. And the question comes up again of what our children are exposed to, what they can find at a simple tap of an app on their phone. They've phones now at 8, 9 and 10. They've tablets at 10, 11 and 12. They can find all of this stuff. And they can be bullied mercilessly. And then it makes it worse when they see other stuff like that online. The chief executive of Cyber Safe Kids, Alex Cooney, has been on the show with me before and joins me again. Morning, Alex. It's a very upsetting story, Molly's story. She literally was bullied and exposed online to stuff that went and caused her death at the end of the day. Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, so this obviously relates to a case in 2017 involving, as you said, 14-year-old Molly Russell, who very sadly and tragically took her own life. And there was a coroner's inquest over the last couple of weeks because her father, Ian Russell, had spoken out very vehemently about the fact that Molly had been exposed to a lot of content online which he felt contributed to her death. So she had been looking at suicide and self-harm content, and he argued that the sites that she was on, so specifically Instagram and Pinterest, had exacerbated this problem by sending her, you know, pushing more content of this nature to her. So she wasn't even actively searching for it. She was being recommended this content. So it became a really, I suppose, strong part of her feed that she was looking at every day. So she was very, very involved in this negative content. She was vulnerable. She was suffering from depression. And this content really exacerbated it. And the coroner's findings last Friday basically confirmed that the algorithms which were causing this content to be pushed towards her had some responsibility for her ultimate death. So it's a significant finding.
Yeah, it simply said the inquest heard that this should not have been available for a child to see. What response has there been from Pinterest or from Insta?
So they both had to, or they had representatives at the coroner's inquiry, and they did express regret and remorse. And Pinterest, I think, were pretty clear that they were taking action against this kind of content. The coroner criticized Instagram's representative. I think he felt that her comments didn't go far enough. Like, she did apologize, but it wasn't, in his view, taking the level of responsibility that the platform should have done. It's a tragic outcome, and these things can be complex, but I think it is absolutely a time for online services to sit up and listen, because we as an organization have long argued that these environments, at the end of the day, they weren't designed with children in mind. They are not always safe places for children to be, and any safeguards are often afterthoughts to the fact. So they are not designed with children's safety in mind, and yet, as we well know, children are on there, and they're on there in big numbers. So this case very sadly serves to highlight the real issue. You know, safeguards are like sticking plasters if the very design of the environment is putting children at risk, which in this case, this coroner's report has basically said, yes, this vulnerable child was put at risk because of the way that that environment was designed.
Mm. We've discussed 100 times here on this program and many other outlets how hard it is, Alex, if you see something, if you as an adult or I as an adult see something that I feel is totally unsuitable for children to see, and I can report that, and what will come back is it doesn't breach community standards, and you start to ask yourself, well, what the hell does?
Yeah, I mean, we had a case recently involving a school that had reached out to us, and it was an account. There was an anonymous account set up by, they suspected, pupils in the school, so that the pupils had used the school logo. And or I should say pupil or pupils, they didn't know who was behind it. And they were using this Instagram account to make allegations of a sexual nature against pupils in the school, some of whom were first year students, so 12, 13, and some teachers. And they reported this account. They variously got either no response or this doesn't reach the threshold. And that is very frustrating because the content involved minors. It was of a sexual nature. It could be extremely upsetting if you were one of the people named, and they absolutely, the account specifically named individuals. So, yeah, we need to move beyond a situation where complaints of this nature are just ignored or we're told that they don't meet the threshold. You know, clearly, accusations of this nature against a minor should reach the threshold.
Yes. One commentator said it should send shockwaves through Silicon Valley. Will it?
I mean, Frances Haugen's testimony last year should have sent shockwaves through Silicon Valley. There was a report published shortly before her testimony outlining that digital environments were inherently risky and dangerous and designed to be, you know, so because they weren't taking into account that they were serving, you know, this kind of inappropriate content to children. So we've seen revelations of this kind before. We've seen the likes of Facebook or now Meta hauled in front of Senate committees. And the kind of the change that we're expecting to see as a result has been very slow to come. Now, what we need is stronger regulation. So in the UK last year, a law came into effect called the Age Appropriate Design Code. And we've seen this law replicated in other areas. So California just passed it as well. And this is all about children's data and protecting children's data, but also ensuring that children are protected because of their age in these online environments. So, you know, we are seeing some positive changes. And as a result of that new code, the likes of Instagram and Google and TikTok were making changes because they didn't want to fall foul of that code. They were going to be fined if they did. And we are seeing, we saw recently the DPC issued a very large penalty to Meta for breaches on Instagram service. So we are seeing some changes, but we need to accelerate it. We need to make it very clear, and we need to be demanding that these services are designed, especially, you know, if they're going to attract children, they need to be designed with children in mind, and they need to be protected. There was an extremely strong statement made by the former children.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Commissioner in the UK last year, just as she was finishing up her tenure, and she basically said, you know, children will the children of now will look back in the future and say to their parents and their carers and the adults, you know, how did you let us, you know, how could this have happened? It's like a bit, she said, it'll be a bit like looking back and saying, God, how did we ever allow children to go in cars without seatbelts and car seats, you know? So I think we do absolutely need fundamental shifts and societal changes in response to children being online. We just absolutely haven't caught up with it.
Yeah, like we've two things that we know. We're told that these sites, these providers, don't allow children under the age of 13 to have accounts. We know that. We also know that there are dozens of children under the age of 13, and hundreds of them that have accounts. So that particular bit isn't working. There are those who fear, Alex, that the ship has sailed, that the monster is now too big to control. Do judgments like this and findings like this help to bring that monster under control, do you think?
Well, I mean, it was described as by a leading campaigner in the UK as a tobacco moment. You know, like, so, you know, we think of landmark decisions like the one that basically found that tobacco was harmful to human health, you know, and subsequent changes then finally happened. But, you know, there would have been huge lead up to that change and to that decision. And I think we're starting to see some of those questions and some of those decisions now being made. But I would argue we need to accelerate it because, you know, all the while we're debating it, children are online.
Yes.
You know, they have huge access. I mean, you just mentioned there that children under 13 have accounts. We just brought out, as I know I spoke to you on the day, like when we brought out our annual report, and we found of the 4,500 children that we surveyed, all of whom were under the age of 13, so they were 8 to 12 year olds, 87% of them said that they had a social media account, at least one in their name. So, you know, that is thousands of children who are under that age. That's just from one survey, you know, so I think we can confidently say that the age restrictions are not working.
Yeah.
And not only that, when children are accessing these sites, and, you know, technically Molly was 14, she was over the age of 13, but yet the content she was exposed to and the content she was being served through those services was entirely inappropriate. And as the coroner has said, you know, has now acknowledged that it in some way contributed to her sad decision to take her own life.
And there we go. We don't really know what was going on in Molly's life that sort sent her down the path of looking for this stuff. But we do know that once she started to find it, the algorithms found more and more and more and more for her. That's got to stop.
Yeah, exactly. So she was being, but this is on the back of a report last year that I mentioned earlier by the Five Rights Foundation in the UK that studied the design of some of these bigger social media companies, and it concluded that the design of these environments is absolutely putting children at risk. And it did, it worked with a research company to look at these findings, and it set up profiles of children to investigate. And it absolutely, so, you know, say one of their accounts was looking at, you know, say a child or a child account that they had set up liked a recipe that could be maybe a diet type recipe. You know, within a few days, they were being served up pro anorexia content because the algorithm was learning, oh, they have an interest in food, and they have an interest in kind of healthy food, potentially diet food. So within days, they were suddenly being exposed to more and more extreme content of this nature. And that absolutely has to change. You know, it's not just humans going out looking for this stuff. It's actually they are being manipulated by the design of these environments.
Yeah. Like, there's loads of pages, Ask Anna, for young girls to get tips on how not to eat and how to cover up the fact that you're not eating. That's just sick.
Pro-anorexia content, yeah, it's absolutely, and it has been named, so it's one of the areas of harmful content. So we have this online safety and media regulation bill coming down the tracks in Ireland. So even potentially before the end of the year, we will have that law passed. And that specifically addresses harmful content. And so it names things like pro-anorexia content, suicide, self-harm content, you know, that platforms, and when I say platforms, I mean the likes of social media companies, the online gaming companies, that they are more responsible for the harmful content on their platforms. It needs to be a kind of zero tolerance type culture, that this sort of content is not tolerated on our platform, and we're going to really, really act. Now, they tell us that they actively remove. You know, TikTok produces these transparency reports periodically through the year, and they tell us, you know, huge numbers, volumes of content. They tell us about the numbers of huge numbers of underage accounts that they shut.
Yeah.
But those numbers are meaningless unless we understand the size of the problem. And we also know, of course, anecdotally, that, you know, complaints are sometimes ignored, or they're just not, responded to in an adequate way.
Yeah.
So it is not being properly monitored. Yeah. And it still goes back to the design. Like, we don't need a sticking plaster. We need fundamental changes to the design.
There's also an interesting anomaly there in that some of this stuff gets through the community standards. And I'm using very large inverted commas here with my fingers, gets through the community standards, some of this stuff. And yet bad language on a video gets blocked. On a harmless video.
Yeah, I know. It's there's not a lot of consistency there. And I think we also need to be mindful that, you know, we've got the metaverse coming down the track. And these environments, when they're kind of more widely accessible and more sort of sophisticated in their design and development, these are going to feel very, very real. You know, it's going to feel like you are in that room. And so if abuse or harassment is leveled at you as a user in that environment, it's going to feel very real. So I think we have a lot of work to do to try and ensure that the appropriate regulation and mechanisms are in place before that becomes a more accessible reality for children, because they are going to want to be in those environments. You know, they're going to be wanting to be gaming in those environments. They're going to want to meet their friends in those environments. So, and we know that there are already problems and risks. You know, we've seen that from some of the early iterations. So we really, really need to start properly regulating this space.
Lastly, Alex, and briefly, do you worry that the next Molly Russell is already sitting somewhere in this country or somewhere in this city watching this stuff?
Oh, I worry all the time. And I say that as a parent of children who, you know, in secondary school and primary school, you know, I worry as a professional who sees these things happening and globally. So absolutely, I worry. And this is why, you know, we've got to make, we've got to actually stop talking about all of these problems and put in place proper mechanisms and regulation. Now, I'm hopeful that the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill can make a difference. I'm hopeful that we're going to have a strong Online Safety Commissioner with a robust mandate and proper resources who can, with their support of their office, really hold these online services to account. And, you know, one of the things that we'll be doing as CyberSafe Kids is monitoring that and engaging, hopefully, with the office to ensure that that is the case.
All right. And hopefully we can talk again down the road in that regard. That's Alex Cooney from CyberSafe Kids. If you need help or you know someone who needs help, the Samaritans are there 24/7. It's free. It's confidential. 116-123. You can contact Pieta at 1-800-247. Just text HELP to 51444. Bodywise are at 01-210-7906 or alex at bodywise.ie. Or if you want to go back to the Samaritans by email, it's joe, J-O, at samaritans.ie.
Cork's 96 FM.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.